Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Trace, were you much into, did you go to school dances or dance a lot, like in college and stuff?
I taught dance, so.
You did? Oh, good. I forget about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you ever run into people where you're like, wow, that you cannot keep a beat at all?
Yeah, I'm married to one of them.
Are you? Well, a scientist named Jessica Phillips Silver was in a similar position. She was taking a salsa class and she loves to salsa. And she would occasionally get put with a partner where they were clearly fluid and understood the motions and danced well, but were not synchronized to the music at all. And because of her work in neuroscience, she's with Georgetown University Medical Center. She's very interested in why that happens, but it's very rude to ask your partner, hey, have you noticed you're wonderful at dancing, but terrible at dancing to music? So she decided she wanted to know, but that wasn't the place to find out. So she and her team recruited about 30 people who self-reported, yeah, we're not great. We have two left feet is how they phrased it. And so the study included having the participants bounce in place to songs with strong beats. So you've got, you know, some techno or something.
Yeah.
And they would have them hold Nintendo Wii remotes because they've got those little accelerometers that track movement. So they could measure, is this person finding the beat? Is it just their perception? Are they just not coordinated, but they can hear the beat? And they did find a dancer in that little study of 30 who never found the beat.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay, so what's happening in their brains? Why are they doing that?
It is a bit of unknown still, but the category, the global name for problems like that is amusia. So about 4% of the population is born with that condition, and that umbrella includes tone deafness and beat deafness. One person that was studied, she was a healthy 67-year-old woman, and she describes listening to music like pots and pans being thrown around the kitchen. So that there is something going on in the auditory cortex that won't process that sound. So for some, it comes as the way they hear the music. For others, it's not being able to hear and distinguish the beat.
Wow. So I wonder, like, because even speech has a rhythm. Do they...
Yes.
Are they hearing that? I mean, this is like not knowing you're colorblind and then finding out that everyone actually is seeing something that you're not. They're hearing something that you're not. Wow.
Yeah. So tell me, how would you say a phone number? I think even that you would say 509-313-1111.
Yeah.
Are they saying it 50931? Does it affect everything?
Oh, no.
There's a rhythm to that. You're right. Yeah. So it can be tone deafness. It can be beat deafness. Being bad at dancing in general is still a motor issue, not an auditory cortex thing. So there can be two things happening there. The 29 in that original group that the scientists studied are probably just having some motor cortex issues, not some auditory cortex issues.
Yes. So the takeaway is if someone does not have any beat, mm-hmm. maybe cut them some slack.
Yeah. Don't try to pound it into them. Be awesome. Yeah. Let them enjoy what they can.
So put on some tunes, get a good beat going. And while you're doing that, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. You can also ask your smart speaker to play us when you're not listening to some music. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.